downtown, we live. Over the feeling, when it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick when you break the whole brick down, this way to the kitchen.
Yo, yo, yo. So we back with the CJ2K Fantasy Podcast, you know, sponsored by Smash and Dash Podcast. And I got my boy with me this time, PH32, Philip Henry, my college football teammate. You know what I'm saying? My brother at the end of the day, man. What's up, man?
This is great, man. I'm just like... Thank you. First of all, thank you for having me. I appreciate you for letting me be on your podcast. I can't wait to have you on mine. Right. Shout out to everybody that's watching. Shout out to the fantasy team owners out there.
Right, right.
I need some help. I'm one of those people that's in like four leagues, and I'm struggling a little bit. But, you know, hopefully we can, you know, chop it up and get some information between each other so I can do a little bit better.
Right, right. You know, man, we've been trying to get this. Bro, we've been talking about the podcast for so long, bro. And you've been doing this for so long. And I always told you, man, I wanted to get in on that. I want to do something. Man, this has been a long time. So I just want to tell you, I appreciate you for coming on. And you're gonna be seeing a lot of Philip Henry and me on these podcasts together, man. We've been trying to put this together forever.
So I appreciate you, man. This is like manifestation here. Like, I'm glad you did. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I appreciate it. Everybody check out the PH podcast. Now we can move.
Yes, sir. So yeah. So what I really want to tap in, where I want to start at, the next coming up game will be Thursday night football. Mm-hmm. So Thursday night football, we got the Broncos versus the Colts. We got Broncos versus the Colts. And I know one of the big things coming out, man, you know, Jonathan Taylor, he's out. So for all you guys that, you know, been starring Jonathan Taylor and he's been putting up your points or whatever it is, you got to bench him this week, got to take him out, and you know, you got to get your backup in or whatever like that. But, you know, some of my thoughts on it, man, just like, you know, I've been wondering, like, is Russ going to finally cook? You know what I'm saying? It's him and Jerry Jeudy. Is they finally going to get on the same page, man?
I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. It's a long story with Russell. All right. So first of all, to me, Russell Wilson on the Seahawks, this is a real fantasy story. So I was down 1 point last year.
Right.
Going into Monday night, the guy I'm playing played everybody. And we know how that feels when you got that one guy left. He in the hole kind of like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, I got a player. Yeah. Nobody else has anybody. 1 point, that's all I need, DK Metcalf. And I'm trying to not move forward into the next year and be like, I'm taking it out on him after, because it's a new season, bro.
Right.
And I tell you, I lost, like, he didn't give me 1 point that night.
Not one?
So he knows probably what this game is because he didn't get a target from Russell Wilson. I'm like, okay, right. Russell Wilson probably not going to be on this team, because how you not give the ball to DK Metcalf? Like, he's going to have to – of any player on that team, right, he's going to be one of the ones that needs to get it. So I felt like that night after that happened, he probably wouldn't be on Seahawks. Now we see him on Broncos, right?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking he's probably not the same player he used to be, but also new coach. Right. You know, you got to get to jail. You know, you got to jail with your new coach. And I understand that. You got new receivers around you. Shout out to his agent. Got him a great deal. That's another conversation. That's the sports business. But
right,
I just think it's about getting used to the people that are around you. He needs a little more time. I think as the season continues, he'll play better. He always does whatever he wants against the 49ers. It doesn't matter if he's playing for Seahawks or Denver. Like, you saw what happened. The win that they have came from, like, the first one came from beating 49ers. He just backed up and said, all right, it's time for me to start running. Because, like, that's really what I can do. He can run. He just took off. And he ended up beating Garoppolo, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's just going to take some time. Yeah. Against the Colts, I can easily see them winning that game. Colts been struggling to me. They're playing a little bit better. They beat the Chiefs, so I know they feel good about themselves. But no Jonathan Taylor. That's people's first pick in a lot of leagues.
Right, exactly. First entire picks. So it's like, the only lucky thing about it is, shoot, hopefully it's only one game It ain't season ending. It ain't season ending.
Because if not, you know it's a wrap.
Yes, a wrap. Definitely it's a wrap if it's season ending.
Who are we going with? Who are we replacing them with? What are we doing?
We're going to replace Taylor with Hines.
Nakeem Hines.
We're going to replace him with him. And the crazy thing about it, it's going to be hard to replace him with him because it's just like, some people already got him because, you know, he was helping out in the past game. You know what I'm saying? So you might have to trade for him. He's not available in a lot of leagues.
He's been chilling on my bench this whole time.
Exactly.
He got an opportunity to get in this game. He makes play special teams. Like, he can do kick return also out the backfield. Yeah. He's a big play guy type guy, in my opinion. But yeah, he don't get no carries for me. When we talk about fantasy, you got to get them. You got to get targets and carries.
You got to. So he probably could be a good flex player for you.
Yeah,
put him in the flex and get some. Unless you got another, he was already on your bench, so I'm pretty sure that you got a stable of running backs. You know what I'm saying?
Let's see, he one of them backs too. We gonna move forward, but Nyheim Hines one of them backs that he on your bench, but like you still might not want to play. You gonna play him this week because
You have no choice. Yeah, before then you don't play him because Jonathan Taylor's getting all the carries. But this week you have no choice because he's gonna be loaded up with Jonathan Taylor's out. He's gonna be loaded up. But, like, another thing that I wanted to touch on with this Thursday night game coming on, right, another big injury, Javonte Williams, Denver.
Yeah, he tore his knee up, right?
Yeah, him and Melvin Gordon was the 1-2 punch. So now Melvin Gordon, you know, he's going to be getting all the carries.
Yeah.
But how well is he going to do? Because I have a fact.
Give me a fact. And
this fact is crazy. You know what I'm saying? In Melvin Gordon's last 44 touches, he have had 5 fumbles.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to say, okay, yeah, we was getting to that. Because Melvin Gordon is going to get the ball a lot, but he's fumbling late. Like, he's doing a lot of fumbling right now. But
the whole lot
probably
of fumbling.
In back of his mind, you know, that's probably not going to stop him getting – they still going to give him carry. So, I mean, if I got Melvin Gordon, I still put him in if it was me.
Yeah, they still going to give him carries. But, like, as far as, like – so my whole thing is, like, right now, like, when I'm giving – like, you know, just – seeing how this Thursday night game going to go, who's going to be winner or loser.
Right.
Yes, he's going to get the carries.
Right.
Maybe. Yeah, well, I ain't going to say maybe. He's going to get the carries, but can't hold on to the ball.
He'll get
he's going to get the boat, but guess what? They just picked up Latavius Murray Tuesday.
I saw that. They did that quick. And I've been hearing about another guy named Mike Boone, too. If people can look him up deep in the draft, he'd probably be for you still if you want to get him, but. Yeah, Latavius Murray, he remind me of like a backup QB or something that's going to get in the game. Like,
yeah, he's going to get in the
game. You know what he can do.
Yeah, so how long do you think is Melvin Gordon's leash? Like, if he get a fumble in the first quarter, are they throwing what's called in? But because I'm just thinking, like, I know Latavius Murray might not know the playbook, but how hard is it in there to go in there and say run power, run zone, run stretch?
Know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, he definitely.
So how long do you think Melvin Gordon leash is? Like,
because it's the first game, you know what I'm saying, that Williams has been hurt, he's going to have a longer leash than in the past. I would say if he fumbled in the first half, you in trouble. Whoever got him in the game, just go ahead and start shaking your head and like, this might be a long one. Because if he fumbled early and he already been fumbling, it's like, listen, man, you got to hold a rock. So just when you're watching, get ready for negative. You might get some negative point. You know, certain leagues, you get that negative on that fumble. So whatever he give you positive, if he score and give you 6, depending on what league you're doing, just know if he fumble, you down -2 messing with him.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, man. That's why I just can't believe how many times he put it on the ground and set short of touches, like only 44 touches. But now it makes sense to me why they went and picked up Latavius Murray, because don't be fooled if Latavius Murray is your starting guy in a few weeks.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. When he was I respected him when he was on Minnesota. He's the backup AD. I remember he played in Oakland when it was Oakland
Raiders, and he played in, don't forget, he played in the Saints.
He know how to score too.
Yeah, Red's that's what on, I'm saying.
Ain't gonna lie, Murray Red's on. That's around to score for you. So yeah, pick up somebody, pick him up. You know, you can't really Melvin Gordon can't be trusted. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
It's
hopefully
hard.
He can take advantage of this opportunity, but he can't be trusted. He's fumbling way too much.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. So what do you think? Like, okay, so with all that being said, then on the other side, we got the Colts.
Former division.
Do you think Matt Ryan and Michael Pittman Jr. can put it on their back and get us past Russ? Or like, what do you think?
Yeah, they're capable. Yeah, very capable of making that happen because they've been playing better as of lately a little bit. But listen, this is a toss-up game to me. And I don't think that anybody's going in feeling like, yo, you just know Denver going to win this game. You don't know that. I mean, Shout out to their defense. They're playing okay. Russell Wilson, we all want him to start cooking. That's what we want him to do. But he got to show it to us. And I feel like if it's not 49ers, then he's not. He just always tortures them. Like, so if it's not them, I don't know what he's going to do against these other teams. So I think Matt Ryan's very capable, obviously. Michael Pittman Jr., I like him too. He had some injuries earlier this year. I got him on one of my leagues. I've been leaving him in the game. And I'm going to just try and talk and manifest this with him. Like, hey, Michael Pittman Jr. going to give me some points this week.
Do something,
because
man.
Matt Ryan really top five in his league in yards right now. It's early, but he's throwing for yards. So he's throwing to somebody.
What's up? So I want to get what your Thursday night game. What's your prediction? What's your prediction for the game? Give me a score.
I'm trying to pick the games, bro. I mean, I am, but not. Is there over under or something? What's the over under for this game? Let's do that. Just in my mind, just off the real, I'm gonna say Russell Wilson can get this win.
So you're going Denver.
I'm going to say they can get this win. But, I mean, you know, sometimes you got to – I told a lot of marathon listeners, shout out to everybody that's, you know, a marathon listener. I told them last week that -3 for Cowboys against Washington, please go get your money in legal places. But this week I got to look over it and see some more. I don't know. I'm going to go Denver. If we just picking a game straight up, I'm going to say I think Denver win that game straight up.
Straight up?
Straight up win that game. Now, if you're talking who's going to get more stats and who's going to get, you know, with the line on, I don't know. Yeah. I got to look that up.
See, not just that. I'm going to throw a number out there. Like, I would stick in my division and go Colts, but there's no way that I can pick them without Jonathan Taylor. I got to go Russ. And I'm going to say the game is – I'm going to take the Broncos, and I'm going to take the Broncos 24-10.
Oh, you like it like that. I see what you're trying. You saying they pretty much.
Bro, the Colts, their strong point of their team is the running game.
Right.
And they've been, even though with Taylor, still been struggling. It ain't been the same as last year. So without that running game, I feel like Denver is going to be focused on stopping the passing game. We don't have to put as many in the box. And it's going to be hard for – I think it's going to be hard for Matty Ice to score.
The only thing is, you just never know with the head coach for Denver, man. He's like – they got to get him right. Hackett, they got to get him right.
I think after that first mistake that he made week one, I think Russ is just going to take it in his hand. He ain't going to even – He's not even let him play like that. Like, you
try. Because Russ sometimes still be acting like college to me. Like, he needs somebody to still, like, tell him go ahead and, like, yo, take it over instead of just going to take it over. But
yeah, just take it over, man.
You probably do that against the Colts. I'm not going to lie. Even though I know the Colts right now, they're on the bottom. Are they on the bottom of y'all division right now? They're 1-2 in y'all division right now.
I think they are.
They might be somewhere near the bottom right now.
Probably them in Jacksonville.
And the head coach on the hot seat a little bit too to me, Frank Wright.
They gotta do something. So what I want to get into with this is, we're gonna start with the Colts in this pure fantasy football, and I just want you to tell me over or under.
Okay.
Or you can even tell me you feel like it's right on. Right now they have Matt Ryan slated to score 13.5 fantasy points.
That sounds about right, fam.
That sounds about right.
Right, they did that right. 13, he probably somewhere around there this year.
Right. I think Yeah, I think they're about right. I would say, yeah, I say they're about right, right there with Matt Ryan.
That would be like a put. You think he's going over though? You asking me first. You want me to do it first?
Yeah, over or under. That's what I'm saying. Over or under.
I think he'll go over 13.
Then he'll go over.
Yeah.
Just a little bit over, or just like
a little bit, just a little bit.
Maybe. Hey, you gotta think. We like listen. These fantasy owners, if you just saying it like that, if you ain't got no enthusiasm in it, they not gonna believe you. It don't sound like you really believe he's gonna go over. So you know what I'm gonna do? You said over, I'm taking under.
Yeah.
Y'all listen to 2K, I'm taking under.
He's Matt going Ryan, under. First of all, I don't even want to. We don't have enough time to get into Matt Ryan. We'll do that another time. But you talk about somebody who just this guy's a loser. Like he doesn't win. Like in college, he didn't win. Boston College, he didn't win. Maybe he won high school. He did have a shot in the Super Bowl. He lost, blew that lead. Thanks to Kyle Shanahan too. But I don't know. He's just not a winner. Like I don't know, man. So I think over the 15 though. I'm not saying it's 13.5. He'll probably get 15 points, maybe.
Okay. So now we got Nyheim Hines.
Nyheim Hines. Coming out Nyheim of NC State. Shout out to him.
Jonathan Taylor's down. He's going to the starting role. And they got him slated for 12.4 fantasy points. Over or under?
Nyheim Hines going for 12?
12.
It's because that's how you know he getting carries a lot this week. Because there's no way. He hasn't done that on my bench yet. But I say Nyheim Hines this week. I'm giving him under 12.5.
You gonna give him under 12?
I think he's gonna get like maybe 10 or something. He might score. Give him a quick score or something. He might go crazy though, but I'm going under.
I'm going over. You know why? I'm going over because they already use him in the passing game, right?
Yeah,
they already used him in the pass game. Now they finna overload him. Now he gonna get all the touches. So if he get a touchdown, couple catches, couple rushes, I think he'll be a little bit over 12.
They got him at 12.
12-4. I'm gonna go over.
You convinced me. Because he did catch out of the backfield. He's a screen guy too. He's one of those like
right.
Let me change my answer. I say under for Matt Ryan, but over for Nyheim Hines.
Okay. We'll rock with that. Okay, we got Michael Pittman Jr. slated for 14.9 points. Might as well say 15 points.
I say Michael Pittman Jr. against that defense. You got Patrick Surtain Jr. I say he's going to go over. I give him an over.
You give him over?
Yeah, I think he's going to go up.
I haven't been paying much attention to his fantasy this year because I was trying to draft him. Somebody took him right before me. I was hot. That's so I ain't been paying attention to his stuff.
Been off and on this year.
I'm a fan of him. I like him, so I'm going to say over just off me being a fan. Thursday night football primetime over.
Oh, we doing that? I'm about to do that too for some. All right, going forward, I'm a fan of some of these players too. But let me tell you something. I was a fan of you when you were playing, and guess what? There might have been some times where you ain't get to 100 for me, and I wanted to talk to you about that. I'm glad you're on here, so I can go ahead and ask you. You were the person who played, and it was the fantasy era. I know you came in early fantasy era, but I was still playing back then. I had you on my team. Just let us know. Let the people know. Did you even care about fantasy football? How was it when somebody come up to you or send you a tweet or something that says you didn't get 100 or you didn't score this week or you didn't do what you need to do in fantasy? Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep it, but I know it was way worse when they was, you know, expletives because you didn't do your thing on the fantasy side. Did you even care as a player?
I didn't give 1 cent. I didn't care.
What I know, man. I knew you didn't.
I didn't care at all because I didn't fully understand it, bro. I remember back in college, you told me get in your fantasy draft, and you didn't give me the instructions, the details of how it goes. And I picked Peyton Manning, the first overall pick, and I lost. And ever since then, I could care less about fantasy.
And you got the old Peyton Manning too. He was old at that time. You got him too. I ain't gonna lie.
No, he wasn't old. He was still going crazy. when we, you know, he was still going crazy when we was in college.
Oh no, I thought you were talking. Oh yeah, okay. I thought you were talking about when you finished.
No,
you
no, no. When we was in college,
yeah.
That first, you remember you and Sam?
Yeah, I was at the house yeah, we did. We
did. Y'all went crazy. I'm like, man, this is boy. And then after that, yeah. You know, Twitter. Hey, you didn't score. Or you got down to the goal line. They gave right. somebody else the ball. You didn't get it. I'm like, God damn, we still won. Like, whatever. I don't care. I ain't care much about it.
One thing I will say is it does allow fans to look at the game from a like stat standpoint. We can some of these fans telling the truth about if you're not getting these stats, they're gonna say that.
Right,
but
exactly.
If you make a big catch to help your team win, or you make a big yeah. run to help your team win. Obviously, more important than somebody having fantasy points, but
right.
we can look exactly. at their stats.
Yeah, like, they definitely look at the stats. I understand it now. The crazy thing, I say what I say about it, like when I was playing, but now that I play fantasy football and I don't play anymore. I understand those fantasy fans. Like, I right. understand them. I understand them.
But at and that time, definitely, you probably. No,
yeah, at that time, I didn't. I definitely understand them now. And because I went through a situation and Chubb did me this way. I needed,
I got
him now. Bro, it was at the end of the game. I
he
needed
score.
4 points.
I remember it.
And he broke and he ran out of bounds at the 1 yard line to win again. I was so hot, man. I wanted to write him on Twitter, Instagram, anything.
Right.
I'm like, oh my, I'm hot in this playoffs.
But you, like, you should have jumped into it and thought about it like how you was. Like, he probably don't even care. Just like,
yeah, 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 I did. I was like, he don't care. He yeah. don't care. It is what it is. Okay. So now we on to the Broncos.
Okay.
Russell Wilson slated. For 17.4 fantasy points.
He gonna get
over it. Or under.
He gonna get 17 at least.
He gonna get 17. Over. Okay, he right at it. Over. I believe he's right at it as well.
Over.
Oh, this is a good one though. I'm gonna save this one for the last one. I'm gonna skip to the receiver and come back. I wanna save the last one for the Jerry Jeudy, 11.3.
Yes, because if Russell Wilson gonna be throwing it, then they got Cortland Sutton too. 11.3, they got it right. They got it right where it need to be. 11.3, that's probably exactly where he'll be. I'm gonna give him. I'll give him over. I'll say he'll get maybe 12, 14. He gonna snap. I think he's gonna snap.
I want to go under. I can't even lie. I want to go under, but
he might go 20. He might.
But he's 20. On. But he's on my fantasy team, so I need him to be over.
Yeah,
because it seems like in their offense, like they use him. Like they use him. Like for just deep threats. That's
yeah,
what it seems like. Like deep threats. What's your boy name for the for Seattle?
Lockett.
Not DK, but the other
Lockett.
One.
Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, him. It's like yeah. he plays that role for Russell. Only deep balls. So if the deep yeah. balls don't hit, he's not getting the catches through the middle and stuff. Oh man, I just need him to go off. That's what yeah. I need.
Trust your gut, man. I remember when you came on the NFL Fantasy Show and I asked you, I sent a tweet in, they ain't put it up, but it's all right. I asked you, though, personally, who should I start? Tony Pollard or Cordarrelle Patterson? And he told me Patterson, and I started him. And he balled out. I ain't gonna lie. He hurt right now, but.
He hurt. That's, yeah.
What's your gut, bro? If you got Jeudy, put him in there. But Jeudy been yeah. a little bit of a slight disappointment to me in this league because he went crazy at Alabama, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, he's been a disappointment. He's been a disappointment, but hopefully it turns around or whatever.
Yeah, hopefully.
So that one, the best for last, what I want to get to is over under Melvin Gordon, 13.2 points.
Melvin Gordon, if you can't get 13 points when they're giving you the ball, but it's now that you got me thinking about Latavius Murray, I won't even think about Murray. They did pick him up though, and he might get in on the red zone or steal your touchdowns. Melvin Gordon be doing that to Javonte Williams, in my opinion, but now obviously he hurt. 13. Melvin Gordon, I'm going to say you're going over 13, Melvin Gordon. Because they're going to give you the ball a lot. And confusion at the head coaching spot. When you start confusing, you just start, all right, let's just go run the power. Or let's just go run the, you know what I'm saying? Let's just right. default to run. So
right.
I think any of those confusion problems that they've been having as a team, Denver Broncos, between Russell Wilson looking over there and like he's not really the one trying to figure out what he needed to do with the head
right.
coach. Like, hey, should I do it? Should not? What? whenever that happens, I think they're just going to default to a run play. And right. They can go to Melvin Gordon. So I'm saying on high value that he'll get over 13.
Okay. I'm going under. I'm going under because I know he's going to get the touches by default.
Right.
But for him to have so many drop balls, fumbles. For him to have so many fumbles in the last 44 touches, at this point, myself, it got to be in his head. You don't think it's in his head? Like,
it's definitely in his head.
It's in his head.
So hold on. So you got him fumbling again, or you don't really? You're not ready to answer that question on a CJ Fantasy Football.
Man, listen. I got if 5 times in 44 touches, he's fumbling again because it's in his head. That's one of the reasons why I say under, because once he give you that first fumble, they're going to go to the younger guy they drafted in Latavius Murray. And then when you get in the red zone, I just see Latavius Murray, he's a bigger back, run hard. I see them giving him the ball in the red zone. Like, how many days of practice do you need to be in the goal line package?
Yeah.
Y'all already not hitting these days. And it's not like he's coming off the street. He's been training camp, he's been playing, so he just traded. So I feel like he's gonna take the goal line carries away, and then if Melvin Gordon fumbles, man, he's gonna be on the bench because there's gonna be 6 fumbles.
Yeah,
know what I'm saying? So
first half, that's what I'm saying. Who Broncos fans, fantasy owners for Melvin Gordon? If he fumbles in there early, he's gonna be chilling. I ain't gonna lie, but I got some faith in that he gonna seize this moment because Melvin Gordon was a player that was there last year having to deal with Phillip Lindsay. He's been a player having to deal with other backs. Like, nobody's feeling like you're the guy unless you was at Wisconsin. You know what I'm saying? I think if this is going to be your time, Williams got hurt. Hey, seize the moment. Seize the moment, son. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think.
This is your time. So, that's that. Thursday night game, over under.
I'm taking Broncos. All right, me too.
I'm taking Broncos 24-10.
I'm taking Broncos, but I think that Matt Ryan going to throw for some yards, and he definitely, Michael Pittman Jr. going to get some. He's going to get some.
Okay.